Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Gopher volleyball team moves on. We've said that before. Hugh McCutcheon is the man in charge of it. They will play Baylor next week as they beat Stanford. Three games, they swept them and South Dakota over the weekend at home. And Hugh, congratulations, first of all, on the successful weekend. And second, does it feel like, you know, it was so strange last year, you guys played the season in the winter and, you know, fans and all those things. Does it feel like 2019 to you again? Does that, you know, that ambiance and all that goes with what's Gopher volleyball and become such a rich piece of that campus, is that what it feels like again to you?
Well, how about this? And good morning and thanks,
yeah.
Mike. Yeah, it feels a lot better than it did in the spring or yeah. Whatever we're calling it. The
whatever last party. Season was, right? Yeah.
Yeah, whatever it was. You know, the team is obviously playing well. Really, really strong weekend this weekend. But just the feeling around the team is so much closer to normal. Even though I know we're not out of the woods relative to the pandemic, but just the fact that we've got our fans and. We got to play a couple of great matches there, you know, and we're advancing, and you know, it's all pretty great. We're excited to be still playing.
Pete, Coach, navigating through this whole thing, it's got to be difficult. We all know that, but how did you treat the whole recruiting process? Because nothing ever comes to a complete stop. Things are always moving forward, but how did that the whole pandemic, and especially as things were pretty shut down, how did that affect your recruiting, and were you able to get out there and recruit the players that you wanted?
Yeah, recruiting was different. Obviously, for about 16 months, it was put on hold for everybody. And then, you know, once the floodgates opened, you know, you had to go from 0 to 60 in a heartbeat. So it was a bit of a feast or famine thing. But, you know, we felt pretty good about the recruiting piece of it. Certainly, 22 class was strong, and you know, we already have some commitments in 23, so we felt pretty good about it. But yeah, it was certainly challenging.
Stephanie Samedy, of course, getting her back. Did you ever have any question that she'd come back for another year?
No, once the COVID season, you know, whatever that legislation was, it became apparent. You know, she and I chatted, and it was something she was interested in doing, and. You know, it was her story to tell, so we just didn't say anything. It was up to her to announce what she was gonna that she was gonna do it. But we knew for a while that was gonna be the deal.
Are you surprised at all by how many across in all sports, how many kids are coming back to play football, to play volleyball, to play anything? That they're, you know, I don't think anybody really knew how many people would decide to come back, but it looks like across the board, most kids are going, this is a pretty good life. I might as well do it for another year.
Well, I think that's probably a part of it. There, Mike, but I think the other thing is just that COVID year was super clunky, you know, and if you want to finish your career and you have a chance to do it under normal conditions versus, you know, the challenges that COVID season presented, I think for a lot of them, they want a chance to finish it right. Where right means, you know, kind of as close to normal as you can get.
And I think that's exactly right, Coach. I think people wanted a little bit of normalcy, and they wanted to be able to get themselves into a position while they're playing. And even though Maxie and I have talked about this, coming back for a sixth year in football and some of these other sports, it seems crazy, but you can understand why, because everything shut down and everything changed so much about, you know, during the COVID year that just changed everything for everybody. And I think that we're seeing a lot of those players wanting to actually have a regular season and close this thing out right. Coach, I'm also curious about these NILs. Now, I know Nebraska was the volleyball team, really was pretty aggressive in that category. Have the Gophers taken advantage of this as well?
Well, we certainly acknowledge that it's a thing, and you know, we can't be directly involved, but we support our student athletes in whatever name, image, likeness pursuits they want to take on. But in no way do we leverage it as part of the recruiting process, other than to, you know, speak to the opportunities that are here. You know, we're in a city with, depending on the year, 18, 19, Fortune 500s. We've got a great fan base. We've got a great social media platform, and the university and our department are helping our athletes to find ways to leverage that financially. But, you know, NIL is specifically geared towards the athlete. It's not supposed to be a recruitment piece, but we support it. We understand it's part of the landscape now. We certainly speak to it.
You know, along those lines, Coach, Jeff Schemmel was on this earlier, and he mentioned an analogy of a quarterback getting $1 million, taking a snap from a center who gets nothing. And this is where coaches have to navigate this. There's a chance that somebody could cash in on an NIL, and there's even a chance that somebody could cash in and not all of a sudden their play falls off and they're not in the starting lineup, and other players are going, wait a minute, I'm better than they are, and I'm not getting... Do coaches talk about that, think through that? Because there's a psychology to that that I would think that you at least have to be prepared for.
Yeah, I think in concept we understand that that's possible. Maybe as the volleyball team, that's not as big of a thing. Maybe it isn't. I don't mean to diminish our sport, other than to say, you know, generally the opportunities that are coming to our athletes aren't million-dollar opportunities.
Yeah.
That being said, the idea that, these outside sources can create some division in your program is something that you have to consider. But again, you know, the athlete's success is always going to be connected to the team's success. And, you know, you've got to build a culture that supports enough trust that, you know, we're all trying to work together for the best interests of the team, not just the individual.
Coach, I got to tell you, when I look at your resume, it's absolutely pristine. It's unbelievable the different levels in which you have coached at the Olympic level, specifically when you coach both men and women. Absolutely unbelievable. Tell me a little bit about how different it is preparing a USA volleyball team versus the University of Minnesota volleyball team. Obviously, there's some differences there, but is there a different approach that you have to take, and how do you navigate that?
Well, yeah, there are some differences, certainly. I would say also there are way more similarities. I mean, the game's still the game, and the technical side of it, the tactical side of it, not too different. Really, the best way to describe it would be this. I think for an athlete to win a gold medal, maybe they've got to execute a particular volleyball skill 99 times out of 100 to win the Big Ten. Maybe you've got to do it 19 out of 20, and that space seems really small, but it's actually massive. And so it just comes down to levels of execution and repeatability. It's they're both great. You know, it's still volleyball. And the challenges we have are not only the side, in the Olympic world, it's four years to be good for 2 weeks to hope to be good for the last 2 hours. And, in college, you've got this race against the clock to really get to this level of mastery that's going to give you a chance to be in the hunt at the end. And so there's this balance between learning and competing that you're always kind of managing, I guess.
Gopher volleyball coach Hugh McCutcheon, our guest. What do we know about Baylor, and do you like the fact that you're not going too far away to play your next round?
Sure, yeah. We don't mind going to Madison. We've played there often, and it's a good gym. We're excited to get there, but we played Baylor that first match of the year,
yeah.
And I think we've made some improvement. I'm sure they have too, so it's exciting to get a little compare and contrast here and have another crack at them.
Pete? Coach, I got to tell you, proud of you guys of what you've been able to accomplish, and you must miss a little bit about playing these home games as well, just because the support that we've got at the University of Minnesota for volleyball has been just amazing, and it's something that I love the fact that people are so excited about your teams and how well you have done. Do you credit does the crowd, does that influence you a little bit? Do the players feed off of that crowd because they do have such a great support system?
I think it's a wonderful thing, and it's such a privilege to be at an institution and in a state where the sport matters and people support it so much. The community cares, and there's no doubt that the crowd is a big part of it for us. But we also understand that we can't rely on that, so we've got to find ways to create energy within ourselves. And so it's a lot about this idea of consistency and what we bring to it. And no doubt, right, there's juice in the building, and that helps, but we don't want to be beholden to that.
Well, we appreciate it very much. It's fun to follow, and best of luck this week. Have a great time in Madison, and hopefully we'll be talking about a Final Four real soon. But, Coach, continued success, and thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Hey, all good. I appreciate it. Best to you guys. Thank you.
You bet. Go get him, Coach.
Hugh McCutcheon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.